Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Oscar from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota Newswatch and the Chessman Center for Democracy to provide accurate public opinion of citizen preferences to better inform policymakers in the state. Let me ask you, are you a registered voter in the state of South Dakota?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Okay. Now, there is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that will provide for the regulation of abortion based on stage of pregnancy. It proposed the following. During the first trimester, it will prevent the state from regulating abortions. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonable related to the physical health of the mother. And during the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited, except if it is necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman according to their physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
Is there another amendment, too, that's coming up on abortion, or is that the one?
At the moment, I just have this one.
Okay. Well, I would be for it, then.
So do you support or oppose, or you are on the side on that
support.
One?
Yes. Support.
Okay, understood. Now, another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, will be on the same primary ballot, and the top two vote getters will advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose
support.
The proposed? Support it? Okay.
I support it.
Okay, and a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will eliminate the state's 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
I support that one as well.
Got it. Now, will you support or oppose a change in the state law to create a school voucher system, which will allow parents to use the tax dollars designated for their child's education to pay them, to send them to a private or a charter school?
No.
Oppose? Support?
Yes. Yes.
Oppose?
Yes. I oppose it, yes.
Oh, okay. Got it. Now, thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or a state legislator, how does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? Will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump? More likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump? Or support or... That one?
Yes, I will not.
Okay, got it. Ma'am, right now we are halfway of the survey. Thank you very much for your time and your answers. I really appreciate your help with that. Now, let me go ahead and continue. I would like to ask you a few questions about the health of the democracy. In general, how confident are you that America election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident? Somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
I'm confident.
Somewhat confident or very confident?
Very confident.
Very confident. Got it. And do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election or not?
Oh, yes.
Got it. Understood. And how much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following topics? Election officials in democratic states, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, or not trust at all?
What was the second one?
A fair amount of trust.
No, I think the first one, I trust them.
So it's a great deal of trust?
Yes.
Got it. And what about the election officials in Republican states?
Uh, the second one.
The second one? Got it. And what about state election officials in South Dakota?
Oh, I trust them.
A great deal of trust? Okay. Yes. And what about the local elections officials in your county?
Definitely trust them.
Okay, understood. Now, which one of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? American democracy is under attack, American democracy is being tested, or there is no current threat to American democracy?
It's under threat.
It's under threat?
Yes.
So we can say that at some point it's like being tested.
What was the first one, though?
The first one is under attack.
Yeah, I think it's under attack.
Oh, okay, understood. Now, please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. The first one says, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. So the option says, strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Got it. And the next one says, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Same skills as we use, strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
It would depend against who. I mean, if we're in a war with another country, yeah, but not against each other. Is that what they're talking about?
That is basically depends on your point of view, but if we go with that, we can just go with a strongly agree if you want.
No, let's go with strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Got it. Understood. Now, the last two or three questions that I have is just for statistical purposes, ma'am. What is your age?
71.
Okay, and regarding your gender, do you consider yourself a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Got it. All right, ma'am, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time and your patience as well. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.